I think it's very important that when you campaign throughout all Illinois. My candidacy has said that, you know, I will represent all people everywhere, and that's why I was in Fulton County last night at a Farm Bureau forum that they had there to share with those residents, you know, my views and my platform and why I'm running for governor. You know, the last downstate Democrat to run for governor was in 1998, and that was Glenn Beshard. And Glenn was unsuccessful in actually becoming governor. He was a very quality candidate. But no one has stepped up to do this. And, you know, this area of Illinois, Alito is no different, as you probably know, from some of the communities in Madison County. There are small towns that dot all of Illinois, from the far northern part to the deep southern part, and that's what Illinois is about. It's not just about big cities, and I feel I've got a very unique perception of that because I came from a small town, Marine, about 1,000 people. And, you know, imagine if someone was governor that understands how everyday people live and work. And that's what I really believe we need in Springfield if we want to change the climate there. Because when everybody is from the city of Chicago, let's just face it, that's where the focus and the attention's on. It's not on the residents of Alito. In fact, there's few that, if you ask, is Alito in Iowa, Wisconsin, or Missouri, or Illinois, you'd have a 1 in 4 chance of getting it right. So that's what I'm about. And I've served at all local levels of local government. And I've been on a city council, I've been a township supervisor, I've served on the Madison County Board for 2 terms, and I've been a countywide elected official for over 10 years. And local government is government that's closest to the people. So, you know, as you drive rural Illinois, like through Mercer County and Fulton County and Hancock County and McDonough and these areas, you know, township government plays a different role than it does in Cook County. And I know that because I'm a township supervisor of a rural county. I also own farmland in Macoupin County, and there's more township roads in that area than there are county roads. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it takes a person with my perception to understand how all of Illinois operates.